March 12, 1906. Sanitarium, California. March 12, 1906. Dear brother and sister Farnsworth, I feel the deepest interest in you both. I hope that Brother Farnsworth will not leave Battle Creek just now. Let us say nothing to provoke men to anger, but ever present the affirmative of truth, Bible truth. This is to be our position. I feel no surprise in regard to the course of blank. Last night my mind was called out upon many subjects. In the visions of the night I was reading the scriptures, and the power and spirit of God was upon me. Many things were presented to me in vision, which I may give at the right time. I was saying with great power, Isaiah 49, verse 8 to 17, 52, 5. See those references. Hear and understand this matter. The time is now short. We must remember that we are not to be conquered by discouragement. No power can conquer satanic agencies but the power of Him who gave His life to redeem man, dying in the sinner's place, that all who will may repent and be converted. Christ is the propitiation for the sins of all who repent and believe in Him as their personal Savior. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. Do you understand that it was the Lord our Savior who went through these scenes of humiliation? Hear ye and understand, and let every soul take in the situation. Christ suffered all this that is written of Him. Who prompted this cruel treatment? The one who was once the most exalted of the angels in the heavenly courts. He was imbuing minds with His own attributes. It was Satan who led men to treat Christ thus. See Isaiah 50, verse 7 to 11. My brother and sister, be of good courage. Let your hearts be glad and rejoice. There is no need for us to complain, for the Lord is the strength of His people. You may be surprised to hear words that you have heard from blank, but I am not at all surprised. This is the development of the man when the spirit that is counter to the Spirit of God comes upon him. In him, as he is at the present time, you have a representation of a man who is not under the molding influence of the Spirit of God. The Lord accepts no such demonstrations of bitterness. They do not become the man when the Lord has been so gracious to him, helping him in the time of his distress. Read in my books, Patriarchs and Prophets and Great Controversy, the story of the first great apostasy. History is being repeated and will be repeated. Read then and understand. The time is drawing to a close when power of influence, of intellect, of knowledge in science can cover the least departure from the Lord's way. He has pledged His word that He will humble every oppressor of His ministers, or the appointed agencies engaged in His work. Persecuting powers will be brought to judgment, for all the resources of heaven and earth are to be called at God's command to do His work. God sees and knows those who are proud and self-sufficient, and He will bring them into judgment. Before the flood, men cast off the fear of God and trampled underfoot His holy law, but judgment overtook them. Read Isaiah 47, verse 10. Say to our brethren and sisters who have known and understood the voice of God and His word, let nothing interpose between you and eternal interests. Think of this representation given of Christ in the scriptures I have quoted. The Savior, in His supreme power, could have palsied the hands that smote Him, challenging Him, the Prince of Life, to prophesy. When men refuse the counsels of God and walk directly contrary to them, they make very strange speeches, but do not be the least concerned or surprised. The Lord is watching every movement. There are straight messages to be given, and in no case are we to fear the face of man. If Christ endured so much, can we not endure something for His sake? Who was He? The Prince of Heaven. Read Isaiah 9, verse 6, Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. These words outline our appointed work, and we are to engage in this work as never before. Soul saving is to be our object. Christ's words are our commission, and we are to lay hold of the Savior by faith and put all our capabilities to the task of learning the science of soul saving. The fields that have been neglected call now for repentance on the part of those who have heard the truth. They call upon them to take up their appointed work. Signed, Ellen G. White. From Dr. Paulson's collection.